5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But isn't Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting, but is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
I think this story about 5 in China facing U.S. charges of cyber attacks is a fairly I think this for a number of reasons, which I'll get into in a bit. You see, Attorney General Eric Holder announced charges against Chinese Army personnel for hacking into American companies, including Westinghouse, United Steel, and Alcoa just today. But there's something more that they're not telling of us, of course. The State Department has been behind similar types of espionage. Espionage. I can't even pronounce my words so far. It's been a long day, Steve. How are you, man?
I'm doing good. And you're actually saying that the United States has been involved in cyber espionage, Bob? Now, come on. Really?
I know. It's hard to believe. Only China could do
this. Only China would do that. You know, it's we're above that. We actually respect people's privacy. We don't involve ourselves in all kinds of international hacking. And we don't have people who spy on other people. And after all, you know, that stuff was all invented in China with the internet and Al Gore. You know, when he invented it over there, I guess.
Yeah, DARPA.
Right. Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah, DARPA.
The real players behind it. Yeah. Anyways, we'll analyze that a bit further in just a moment, Steve. But first, let's do our small talk. How was your weekend?
Hey, well, I was going to say it wasn't good, and I can't remember the why.
All right, enough small talk.
Yeah, how was yours, though?
It was all right. Geez, I enjoyed some time off. I've been working a lot, and enjoyed some time off. We went, and what do we do?
See, that's
I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Right. You know, I don't remember what we did.
Hey, man, I can't remember my weekend either. But I guess I had fun.
Oh, it wasn't like that. Believe me.
Those were
the days, man. Jeez. Definitely not like that. It was more like, what do we do? I think we took the baby to the park, and he continues to go to the bathroom, rip his diaper off, and go pee-pee, which is kind of cool.
Well, he's getting there. You know, that's yeah. Takes a while.
Slowly but surely.
Sure, it does. You know, of course, a lot of news out there, and we will be covering a lot of it on the Bob Tuscan Show. And
we will?
This is a brand new week, yes. Yes.
Is it a brand new week?
Yes, it is a brand new week, and I'm excited about it. What do we got lined up? Anything special that we should take note of? tonight, since it's Monday?
Well, backed by popular demand, Danny and John from Barbados will do an hour this week. Okay. I haven't decided when. They filled in with their debut last week or the week before and did a pretty decent job. I haven't heard it, but I've heard some good things. So I'm going to give them another shot at taking over and giving us their geopolitical analysis. Yeah, analysis, okay. Analysis, analysis. I'm making up words. Here we go.
Analysis.
And and we'll hear from them. We'll also do our War Room Wednesdays, as usual, with Doug Owen. And I have a few mystery guests that should be popping on here. I got to wait for the confirmation before they are unveiled. But lots of good stuff coming up on the Bob Tuscan Show.
Good. It's like, what's my line, the mystery guest? You wouldn't remember what's my line. You know, I mean, I'm telling you, it is sometimes hard, Bob, because, I mean, the things that everybody used to talk about, the old TV shows, there was a program called What's My Line. I don't know if you remember. Kitty Carlisle and Orson Bean. A lot of our listeners will remember that, but, you know, it was black and white, and it went off the air, I don't know, gosh, in maybe the late 50s, or I don't know if it even made it into the early 60s or somewhere in there. But they had various people.
Is that what the show Whose Line Is in Many Ways based on?
No, that was a Drew Carey kind of ad lib thing.
Oh, okay.
That was a whole. What's My Line was a person who would come on and they would give 20 questions and this panel would try to figure out who this person was or what they did. But they had some interesting guests. You know, they'd have a mystery guest too. Well, one of the guests they had one time, and you guys should see this on the internet, is the last living witness of the Lincoln assassination. You know, and he was like 104 years old or something like that. And he was 2 or 3 years old in Ford's Theater when the Lincoln assassination took place, maybe just old enough to remember it. And they had him on. This is back in the late 60s or early 60s, actually. Things like that, you know, various people. And then they would have the mystery guest, and it would be, they'd have to put on, like, blindfolds, and this person would have to use a strange voice, and they'd have to figure out which celebrity it was. Much like the Bob Tuscan motif for the mystery guest on Bob Tuscan. That's where the mystery guest thing kind of started, see.
I'm glad you really set up that reference for us, Steve.
Well,
thank you so
everybody
much.
Needs to know this important information, which is now trivia.
Yes.
In the antique annals.
MI5, like, Steve.
Yes.
MI5, you know, the equivalent of our CIA.
Is that the 00 department, Bob?
Or is it the equivalent of the Mossad?
It's actually the MI5 is the local CIA, isn't it?
I mean, it's like the FBI.
Yeah, like the FBI. They're not the MI6, which is international intelligence.
Okay, so they're like the FBI. That's why.
As I recall, but I, you know.
All right.
Go ahead, yes.
Anyways, they were accused of complicity in torture this year after trying to recruit a man from an Egyptian jail. And while there's no surprise there, Steve, because as we've talked about at great length before, the MI5 or MI6 have been very much directly involved with Egyptian politics. And this story is just another declassified, out in the open shine. That's been the case over the past, I don't know, 20, 30 years. MI5 faces claims that it has been complicit in torture as recently as this February. Well, yeah, I know it's been going on a lot longer than that. But after a former British resident told how he was beaten by Egyptian security forces working closely with the UK. His name was Ahmed Dini, Steve. He was 25. And he alleges that he was questioned by a member of MI5 earlier this year while being tortured in an Egyptian prison. The claim challenges assurance given by Britain's security and intelligence agencies last year that they no longer take part in operations where a suspect is being tortured or illegally detained by a foreign state.
Yes, it's very interesting. And, you know, maybe after the break, I'd like to read this article by our friend Michael Schneider. It says, why does Christian persecution get worse in every country the U.S. liberates? And this, of course, will go into Egypt, it'll go into Libya. We talk about what happens in the Middle East and all over the place, Syria in particular right now, Syria and Iraq. You know, you wonder, I mean, how this would really fly if people took note of it in the Western world in various places like that. I mean, these are the cases the abductions and tortures, and we're not making the world safe for democracy or freedom, friends. You know, evidently, by what's happening here, and we might look at that story and some other things too. You know, some of the stories from BobTuscan.com that are worth talking about as well. So,
absolutely, Steve. More when we get back here in just a little bit, as Steve alluded to. And we'll take some calls tonight as well at any point in the show. I'll keep the phone lines open. Usually when we don't have guests on, we'll just keep the phone lines open and kind of use that talk show format that I grew up listening to, that I grew up loving and admiring. And, well, here we are. 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443.
The hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or US. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. Send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Bob Tuscan Show. This is your co-host, Steve Starnes, as usual.
Did I miss the intro?
Yeah, well, I think you were working on the new EQ on your mic, which sounds really good, by the way. Your microphone sounds really good. The best I've heard in a long time. I was just welcoming
you,
all of our...
Are you serious right now, Steve? Are you?
No,
are you
no
just
I really
being
am.
Facetious?
No, I am really being serious.
Maybe,
I mean, what,
maybe the baby tweaked one of the knobs or something. I don't know.
Well, it sounds really good.
I didn't do
did.
Anything differently.
Yeah, I just thought... Since
hey, how's
you,
that global warming working for you?
Hey, man, I love it out here in Global Warmingville. You know, I used to sit out and gaze at the sun and say, I wish we had more of it, and now I don't have to gaze as much.
Mm-hmm.
No,
oh, by the way, I was listening to a...
Go ahead.
Yeah, right. I was listening to a news report today about one of the Syrian military leaders having been killed. I think he was like the air defense leader or something or another. And they reported that he was killed by the Taliban.
The Taliban again?
I'm listening. Yeah, I'm listening to this. Not the Taliban, by Al-Qaeda forces.
Oh, Al-Qaeda. Okay. All right.
Yeah. And I'm listening to this, and the news is reporting it so matter-of-factly that it was like, do these people hear what's happening here? We're basically proponents of Al-Qaeda. The same Al-Qaeda that we've brainwashed everyone to think was a major problem in Afghanistan. Am I missing something here? Do people not get that Al-Qaeda, the database, is a product of our very own CIA? When will people start to see this, Steve? When are they going to get this? That, I mean, you would think more people would wake up when they would see what hypocrites are in our media and our elected offices.
Well, we knew, you know, and we pointed out a long time ago that the base or Al Qaeda was a development and an organization that came out of the Mujahideen in Afghanistan, created by Brzezinski and others. And you know, we knew even back in the days, initially, when the bad guys really were Al-Qaeda. You know, when we had to chase down Al-Qaeda all over the world, and then, of course, they became the good Al-Qaeda after a little while when they were helping to take down the dictator Assad in Syria. The dictator Assad resisting the common sense of the world and everybody else, John Kerry included, you know, gassing his own people. Now Al-Qaeda is the good guy. They're good guys again. Of course, they can be good guys and bad guys depending upon what we need at the time or in the moment. You know what I mean? You know where it's going, right, Bob?
It's abso-frickin-lutely ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
To say the least. A teen faces potential life sentence in prison for... Take a guess, Steve. Take a guess here.
Wearing a rifle-supporting T-shirt, having a knife that he takes fishing in his glove compartment, or you know, there's a vast array.
This 19-year-old Steve-O is facing a maximum life sentence for baking.
Baking.
Now, granted, he was baking brownies with cannabis in them.
I see. Yeah.
However, a young man's baked goods could potentially land him with a harsher punishment than a rapist or a murderer. The teen faces a maximum sentence of life in prison if convicted of using unsanctioned ingredients in his cookies and brownies and selling them to eager, knowing customers. According to police, Steve, 19-year-old Jacob Lavoro would accommodate customers' requests to bake them desserts with a special ingredient, cannabis. For $25, he would allegedly sell his brownies and cookies to folks who wished to enjoy them. According to a text conversation, he would even deliver them. Oh no, folks. This scumbag who sold these marijuana brownies should get this life sentence, okay, folks? He should. Police searched Lavoro's apartment and found 6 bags of cookies, 9 bags brownies, baking ingredients, and illegal plant material, and of course some cash. One of the ingredients seized was a container of coconut oil, blended with marijuana and hash oil.
Oh.
The green, oily substance was allegedly used in his recipes. When charging people with drug offenses involving baked goods, Texas law allows police to use the weight of the entire finished product when determining the severity of the charge. Even if a trace amount of cannabis was used in a recipe for a pan of brownies, police use the collective weight of all the ingredients, eggs, butter, chocolate, sugar, frosting, and use that to figure out the total weight of the drug they confiscated. Well, folks, this criminal, this kid, 19 years old, who's going to be sentenced, hopefully, for life in prison, had 1.45 pounds of baked goods with cannabis in them. In the Texas justice system, this amount of illegal plant material carries a weighty sentence. Yeah, that's right, folks. Police charged Lavarro with the possession, manufacture, and delivery of a controlled substance and a penalty two group with a weight of nearly a pound and a half. The first degree felony charge carries a sentence of 5 years or life in prison.
Wow. I think that's going light on him, don't you, Bob?
Yeah. Yeah.
5 years or life in
give prison. Him the electric chair.
Whereas, if he were just across the border in the state of Colorado, he could open up a shop and be selling 25, 30, 40, 50, maybe 100 pounds of edible marijuana, cookies, brownies, candies, gummies, all kinds of things, just across the border. And it's not very far, Texas to Colorado. And as a matter of fact, in Colorado, well, I won't digress from the hideously, you know, just stupid idea of this story, Bob, but the reality is in Colorado, the big problem they're having is trying to get people not to overdose on edible THC-laden cookies and brownies and et cetera.
But, Steve, when you say overdose, you're not talking about people throwing up and choking on their vomit dying like a heroin overdose. When you say overdose, you're talking about people having a bad trip, right?
Well, they can get, there have been a couple cases that I think have been extrapolated, Bob, and really blown out of proportion of people who've gotten way too high on edible pot. I don't know, though. But it is a serious problem. And, you know, I don't smoke pot anymore, but back in my days, I didn't smoke. I don't think I had consumed any edible pot more than once or twice and never really noticed much of an effect on it. And so I don't really know how I would react to it, because in the days of smoking or vaporizing, you know, you'd have a couple of tokes and you'd say, I think that's enough, man. You know, where's the Oreos? You know, I mean, that was kind of the way it was with me. So I don't know anything about this. Maybe some of our callers do, or maybe, well, I wouldn't suggest that you do, Bob. But the thing is, you know, that can be a problem. But I'm not trying to berate the hideousness of this stupid story with, what, 1.2 or 1.5 pounds in Texas, possibly receiving a life sentence. Come on.
Sick.
Yeah, it is.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com.
www.RepublicOfAmerica.org.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Yeah, we'll take your calls, 800-313-9443. Pfizer made their final offer for AstraZeneca, one of the leading pharmaceutical giants. Pfizer is dying to get their hands on the portfolio of experimental cancer drugs.
Right.
Blah!
Yeah. And you know what this is really all about is Pfizer is wanting to congeal and move everything overseas so they can avoid taxes. It's just another company moving overseas.
Yep.
And this is the way they're doing it.
It looks like this deal is going to be dead here, Steve. Dead in the water, no pun intended. Well, what did you expect? It seems that, AstraZeneca knew that they had some serious leverage here, and that Pfizer had some serious cash here. And as a result, their final $119 billion offer has been turned down. We'll let you know what happens here. And of course, another big news was the AT&T Direct TV deal. I don't know if this is going to fly here with the regulatory agencies, but it would just make for another mammoth-sized media controlled by one corporate interest. Mm-hmm. We already have five major corporations that own the entire media, practically, and this would just make for another giant and make for more control and more censorship. Well, keep your eyes on that story, folks. Hopefully the regulators.
Yeah, because basically what that does, in a sense, is congeal both cable and satellite, a good portion of that market.
That's altogether. The second time you've used the word congeal tonight, Steve.
I can't use congeal. I'm overusing it. You know, thanks for letting me know. You know, it's like
I'm going to congeal our conversation here right now.
Okay.
I don't even know what that means. No.
It's kind of
like. Let's talk to Paul in New Jersey for a moment, though. Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, Paul.
Hello, Paul.
About the persecution of Christians, for one, when people are attacked, they turn to their traditions, and often they become more intolerant and fanatic about their belief system. So, you know, the very fact that America, which by the world is seen as a Christian nation, although I would argue we're ruled by Zionists and capitalists, not really much of a religious element there. But the rest of the world sees us as a Christian nation, so of course they're going to take it out on Christians. If we're crossing an ocean to basically provoke wars and basically destabilize the region. So in a sense, just to meet this out, even though these Christians are innocent, a different sect of Christianity, etc., in a sense, there is a karmic justice there.
Well, I don't think so, Paul, because reality is that these are just people in other countries. For example, the Palestinian Christians have been under a lot of persecution in the last few years. That's not necessarily because of the United States. I think some of these others, like in Egypt, the Coptics, that's not even really a branch that's popular in the United States at all. More or less an outgrowth of the Muslim Brotherhood and the upheaval there. A lot of what's happening in a lot of these places, I'm not saying that there aren't good reasons for people to try and brand Christians and the United States policy together. But what I'm saying is, I don't think that's really what's going on there. It wasn't really what was happening in Russia or in the Ukraine or any place like that earlier either. So it's you know what I'm saying? It's just basically another cult or another ethnic cleansing kind of thing that they want to get rid of.
Well, yeah, I would go along with that. But the point is, like, of the Christians I've encountered and discussed this with, right? I find them to be very uninformed, and actually many of them, when I tell them about it, of course I'm seen as a kook, and then they basically poo-poo it, and they go on and don't even research or care to know about it. And that's what I'm saying about there's no really identity among Christians, and besides, Christianity's base, the very founder of the religion ends up getting himself killed on a cross. So that almost sets the motif for them. They imitate that. They accept it like as suffering's inevitable, acceptable, not much you can do about it. It's very fatalistic, in my opinion. And I myself am not a Christian. I'm an agnostic. And I figured out that Christianity is basically untrue, right? like much of the Bible. I figured it out. So in my own aloof snottiness, I look down on them.
How did you figure it out?
Well, I read critical books on Christianity. A few great one is Thomas Paine's Age of Reason. I started with that, and I read Bertrand Russell's Why I'm Not a Christian, George Smith's Atheism, The Case Against God, Paul Kurtz's Transcendental Temptation. So I've in my 20s, I've read all the skeptical views of Christianity. And Old Testament also, and it's basically just, it's all made up, a lot of it's made up, but not that there aren't good elements in Christianity, you know, I'm not denying that, you know, and for people who don't have the time to be intellectuals and read books, I guess it keeps them well behaved.
Well, you know, right? I guess the only question I'd have is, you know, can you give us a couple of examples of the things that you, you said prove that that Christianity and the Bible were untrue.
Well,
not just
don't
not just
walk
names
on water. I mean, people don't walk on water, do they? You know, let's be honest. And only back in those times when there were no scientists around, we're supposed to believe that a man actually walked on water and defied the laws of physics. I mean, come
but,
on. Just
but wouldn't it make sense that if somebody did that, it would be worth writing down?
Right, but then do you have, and here's a great law that the skeptics put out, and it goes like this. It's basically, if you're going to make an extraordinary claim, you better have an extraordinary amount of evidence to back up your claim, right? And so why should I take, and by the way, and the other logical thing would be, well,
but see,
what I'm saying, though, Paul, is
the point I'm making is, if there's an account that somebody walked on water and you don't believe it's true, that doesn't prove that it didn't happen.
No, but the laws of physics prove it didn't happen. And that
I can't say that you can prove that.
Basically can also in the sense that these are the very people who report this are not scientific people. They don't have the credence of even,
but that doesn't mean it didn't exist and didn't happen.
That
doesn't disprove the story.
And if you're agnostic, and I don't agree that it existed, but I also agree that don't agree that it didn't necessarily exist.
No, that's the
agnostic perspective.
That's the problem. It's not proof.
But basically, it's just a logical thing, Stephen. And you really can't argue this. The fact of the matter is, no one can walk on water. All right.
Well, that's not to say, Paul, that there could be the possibility of walking on water. Hold on. Let's have a conversation. That's not to say that there couldn't be the possibility of walking on water. I mean, if something supernatural took place, or if something from a different dimension or something far out took place, it could be a possibility.
Well, we once thought the earth was flat.
But people
walk on water all the time. It's called ice.
Yeah, or listen, Paul Kurtz's book, Transcendental Temptation, he goes through it quite well, and he basically establishes a case where you can see that Jesus is basically a charlatan, and it's right there in the Bible. It says it. People overlook it.
Can you find a verse, please?
No, I can point out, like, for some of the teachings, how when Jesus would go into a town, he would send out 70 people, in advance people, to gather information. They discuss this in the Bible. I don't know the exact quote. I don't have it with me.
Well, see, that's what all you have is just a story and
no reference. No. It's in the Bible. And so the point is, and it's the 70 people that are sent out as advance, they're his information gatherers. And then and later on, he says, oh, you're the one who... You know, he points out to the woman who he knew all about her. It's like, yeah, that's because his information gatherers did it. And it goes throughout the whole New Testament. If you look for it, even the beginning when he meets Nathan, he says to Nathan, you have no guile. You can follow me. In other words, since you're not skeptical, you can believe this nonsense.
What about the other accounts of healing the man who was blind, who everybody knew was blind and had been from birth?
Right, and by the way, they've proven that even modern sense that certain mud, when rubbed in an eye, was a cure for certain eye ailments.
Wow, I got to get some of that mud. Where can we find that mud?
Could it have been
an analogy? Could it have been, you know, saying that he helped cure somebody of being blind, of love, or blind of something?
And I think it can be taken that way as part of the story.
I mean, does it have to have been a literal story? And for the record, Paul, I'm with you, man. I think it's all bullshit. Oh, oops.
Oh, now you got yourself in trouble.
I actually cursed. Jeez, I don't usually curse on my own show. You got yourself in trouble, Bob. In the context of a religious discussion, too, I cursed. Let's take a break and reset and come back.
So. If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally. and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit EscapeHarassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit EscapeHarassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's EscapeHarassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
the 50th anniversary of the Rubik's Cube. The only reason why any of us know that is because of Google's mind control. And they have this stupid Rubik's Cube on here that's pissing me off.
Oh, Bob.
I sound like such a curmudgeon tonight, don't I? Jeez.
Well, you know, I mean, Google just does that to get under your skin, buddy. You know, I mean, there are some people who, you know, like Dan, our producer, who can do Rubik's Cube in a matter of minutes. And there are other people like me who get close to it and still don't quite get it. And, you know, I mean, it's just Rubik's Cube, dude. It's just Rubik's Cube. You know, I mean, you can do things that I can't, Bob. And I can do things that you can't. So
I want to see him actually do that Rubik's Cube he keeps telling us he can do. Put your money where your mouth is, Mr. Producer.
Yeah. We don't believe you. We're giving him a hard time because he needs a little encouragement, you know. Good guy.
Yeah. Do we still have our best friend with us on the line?
Oh, Paul?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, Paul.
Oh, Paul, I love you, man.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, Paul, I disagree with you, but I appreciate your attempt anyway.
Hey, one thing about Rubik's Cube, when I was younger, I bought one. I tried it for about an hour and realized I couldn't do it, and then I just bought a book with a solution, and I solved it thanks to the book. No problem. You know, instead of wasting so much time on it, I would recommend that.
Well, that is a good approach.
Yeah, and I learned to memorize the routines, and then I was able to solve it any time, but I forget it now. That's a long time ago. But getting back to the...
That's what Jesus did, by the way.
What, solve Rubik's Cube?
Mm-hmm.
Well, getting back to that discussion, and you were saying that the laws of physics are capital and unbendable.
Exactly.
And I question, do we even understand the laws of physics?
Yeah, they pretty much do.
What we say is God. Do we really understand, if those are God, the laws of physics, how much do we really know about them? And can those laws be bent?
Well, my point is, if anybody wants to walk on water, we can have a competition at a pool. And first guy to walk on the water successfully without cheating, right? And we'll have scientific equipment, we'll declare them God. And I guarantee you, everybody will fall in that water. And that's why we don't do that, because we all know they're going to fall in the water. We all know that.
But have you ever seen a miracle?
No, because I believe that miracles are mostly explainable, and there's a rationality toward it. And it's usually because the people who report the miracle are not good scientists. They're failed logicians, and that's.
I've seen several in my life, okay, and they.
So you claim, Steve. And by the way, I am already getting a feeling about you from the discussion.
Well, you got a feeling about me if you like. That's okay.
Right.
But I mean, what you said is that you have proof, and I'm going proof. And I never heard you really give us any solid proof. You just said, well, you read all these books, and there's no such thing as violating the law of physics.
Yeah.
And yet we now have particles that exceed the speed of light. That was something.
That's a later law of physics, but I guarantee you
A later law of physics. Okay.
But a man walking on water, right, that might weigh, let's say, 130 pounds back then, right?
Maybe more.
They're going to fall in the water, and you know that. And you know,
people walk on water all the time, and you call it ice.
See, no, and this is how
it's just water
say,
in a different composition.
Yeah,
that's
yeah, but that's you're deconstructing the argument. We know exactly. You see, and you're using evasive tactics. The reality
it's not necessarily evasive. It's
and
water.
I think Bob would agree with me on this. No one can walk on the water. All right.
Well, see, I think you're limiting everything to your understanding to what you think you understand about all of physics, which
and,
is
and
very,
no, I'm
very
just,
limited.
Well,
very,
well,
very
you
limited.
Show me the man who walks on the water, then. Show me, like I'm saying, you're making the extraordinary claim, and you don't have extraordinary evidence. You have a 2,000-year-old book. Under a scientific principles. Show me a man who can walk on the water, and you can't do it, and you know it. And that's
well, you know,
the point.
I don't think you understand anything about all of this, to be honest.
Oh, yeah,
with you.
I do. I know plenty. Oh, yeah.
Well,
I know when.
Let me ask you a question. What is the difference between a hydrogen atom and a helium atom?
Well, it would be one atom and one neutron, or one electron and one
Okay.
Proton.
So basically, all you have to do is alter the atomic structure, and you change the entire composition.
I would imagine, maybe, yes. But that's not easy to do, right?
That's the whole point. That's the whole point.
But
it's
the
not,
point
not everybody
is,
can do that.
Yeah, that's like I'm saying, you're going.
But it can be done.
The argument. My point is, if when you looking at the New Testament and the behavior of Jesus, you can see basically, in my opinion, he was a racketeer and a money man, and it was all about accumulating money.
How much money?
And he was avoiding work. Listen,
the only money
I thought the story
had
goes that he changed the money changers out of the temple.
At that point, but then he remember the story about the poor woman donating the copper. When he told that story that in front of others, he was telling it in front of rich people to shake them down for money. When you understand,
what was he going to do with all that money? Come on, man. The only guy that had money was Judas Iscariot, and he got himself in trouble with it.
Let me tell you.
Look,
let me explain
on,
about
real.
If I would have more respect for Jesus if he had stayed a carpenter his whole life instead of spouting off that nonsense claiming to be God and claiming this crazy talk about the Son of Man and all this irrational stuff to work up people through his poetic language and deconstruct logic and get people and dupes to follow it. And that's what he did. And then he didn't even die on the cross. That's evident, right?
You saying he didn't die on the cross in spite of all the witnesses that were there. You're saying that didn't happen.
Of course not, because you know why? Because after he so-called dies on the cross and so-called resurrects, it says it right in the Bible, he asks for some food, right? So he needs food afterwards. So in other words, if he was a spirit afterwards, why would he need food? He clearly
because he
still
didn't resurrect as a spirit. You don't get it.
Yeah, right, right, right.
You don't get it. You don't get that. See, there's a whole lot there you don't understand. The only reason why he asked for food was to say, touch me, feel me. I can be now just as flesh and blood as I want to be.
Okay,
and he was gone.
Steve, I didn't know, Steve, you were such a believer,
food.
Man.
Just saying that, you know, Paul raises good questions, and I love those kinds of questions because I haven't heard anything that makes any sense out of him so far. He doesn't know the account.
But out of you as well, Steve, I mean, you both kind of
I measure a man, Bob, on his ability to comprehend the entire plan. That's my basic measurement. If he sees it, I consider him a wise man. If he doesn't, he's missed the obvious.
I haven't missed the obvious.
I think you have. Give me five. Can you name reference five prophecies of the Old Testament about Christ? Five by reference. Give me five right now. There's 300 of them. 300 of them. Give me five.
Oh, I'm aware of that. There's some in Isaiah or something. I don't have it all memorized, but there's plenty I do know. Let me explain something to you, Steve. I know this stuff about the Bible that you probably don't know, too. Like, for example, Moses. I know that Moses was a mass murderer, right? And ordered the murder of women and children, right? You know that, right?
You're talking about in the wilderness or before?
No, when he fought the Midianites in the book of Numbers, chapter
31.
Yeah,
that's right. There was warfare
involved. So the founder of the Jewish religion was a mass murderer. The founder of Christianity, in my opinion, was a trickster and a scam artist, right? And then the founder of Islam is a total screwball, too.
All right, more on this and some current events on the other side of this break that we're going to take here. Hour number two coming up in just moments. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial